Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, about 9 a.m., September 27th, 2018. We have just two items on the agenda. They are both accessory dwelling units, conditional use permits for those ADUs. The first item is the Huddleston ADU. That is case number 18-01967. The second is the Greenshire ADU, case number 18-02432. The order of procedure on both of these will be the same. Well, we'll first have a summary of the staff report from the planning department. Then the applicant will have an opportunity to address the proposal. Then we'll open the matter up for public comment. Anyone who is here who wishes to testify on the proposal may do so. The applicant will have an opportunity to address any questions which arise. Planning department may have clarification or additional questions on the proposal, and I may have questions throughout. So I think with that, why don't we start with the first item on the agenda, which is the Huddleston ADU. Ms. Schaefer?
Good morning.
Good morning. You can state your name for the record.
Catherine Schaefer.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
I do.
Thank you.
Well, again, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development, and I'm here today to present a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. It's 894 square feet, and it's going to be proposed to be above a garage, and it's located at 1151 Northwest Darling Road. And to begin the presentation, I'd like to enter exhibits 1 through 28 into the record.
Okay.
And the PowerPoint presentation was listed in the staff report, but it wasn't submitted with the record. So I do have two copies of that too.
Okay,
submit.
And I've received a copy of the PowerPoint this morning. That's exhibit 29. I have reviewed the other exhibits.
Okay.
Exhibits 1 through 29 are all admitted.
Okay, great. And here is the official record. So this project has been properly noticed along with the SEPA appeal period in which no appeals were received. And I'd like to start off the presentation by giving you an overview of the location. This is located in central Kitsap, as you can see on our map right here. And I'm going to continue to zoom in to the subject property. And here's like an overview aerial photo. And the subject property is a shoreline property, and it abuts Dyes Inlet to the southwest. And the proposed accessory dwelling unit is located 202 feet from ordinary high watermark. And this is significant because the Kitsap County Shoreline Master Program defines the shoreline jurisdiction as 200 feet within ordinary high water mark. So it's just outside of that buffer. So it's at 202 feet. So if it had been within that 200 feet, a shoreline substantial development permit would be needed with this conditional use permit. But since they're outside, it's just the conditional use permit. And just zooming in just a little bit further, you can see that the subject parcel is a vacant property. And the applicants have applied for this conditional use permit to construct the accessory dwelling unit. They also have a site development activity permit in for the single family residence, which is also proposed. And this review is just an extensive review for drainage purposes. So there's nothing on the property yet, but they have permits in for both the single-family residence and the ADU. And then we're just zooming in a little bit further just to give a little clearer picture. And you can see that the parcel is wooded. And at the very top, you can see where there is an easement that the property will be accessed, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we see the site plan, but you can kind of see it here, but I just want to make mention of that. And here's the critical area map. The pink lines represent contour lines, and each line is represented by 5 feet. So the closer the lines are together, the steeper the slopes. And Kitsap County Code Title 19 defines a geologic hazard is anything over 15%. And you can see towards the shore where the pink lines are very intense and there's almost a pink shade of there's a shade over it. That has, that's greater than 15%. There was a geotechnical report submitted with the application that addressed the single family residence as that will be placed close to the slope. The accessory dwelling unit, however, is going a little bit further away from the slope, so it didn't need to address the accessory dwelling unit. And here is the zoning map. The property is zoned rural residential, and you can see that it is surrounded by like zoning. As you go north, you see that the zoning changes to urban low. So it becomes a little bit more intense. Rural residential has a density of one dwelling unit per 5 acres. And then as you go north to the urban low, it has 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. And as you go to the east, it changes to urban restricted, which is 1 to 5 dwelling units per acre. So it's safe to say that the subject property is located in an area that's very highly residential. And this is the health district approved site plan. We did route this to them for their approval for the ADU. And this serves as our official site plan for the project. This is the site plan that the inspector takes into the field. And the green circle represents the proposed single family residence. And the blue circle represents the proposed accessory dwelling unit. And the easement that I spoke of earlier, you can see that it goes onto the neighboring property, and the applicants did submit an easement agreement with them demonstrating that they do have the access to the parcel. And all the zoning setbacks are met, and there are no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, ALQs, guest houses present or proposed. And the accessory dwelling unit will be approximately 67 feet from the primary structure, which meets the requirement of the 150-foot mandate. And it's sometimes difficult to show the floor plans on a PowerPoint. So the floor plan on the top is actually the bottom floor of the proposed single-family residence. So it was difficult to put all of them on one slide, but the proposed single-family residence is 2,374 square feet, and accessory dwelling units are limited to 50% of the habitable area, or 900 square feet. And the applicant is proposing an 894 square foot accessory dwelling unit, so it's meeting that criteria for the proportional to the primary residence. And these are the elevations. The top shows the elevation for the primary for the accessory dwelling unit, and then the one under is for the proposed single-family residence. And they both have similar designs. They have the same siding, roof, and windows, as you can see. And condition 7, that ensures both structures will be constructed to remain in similar appearances. This project was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan of Kitsap County with no detrimental characteristics. And staff recommends approval of this project with 28 conditions.
Okay. Thank you. Is the applicant here? Yep. You can step forward. You state your name for the record.
Good morning, Dion Padilla Huddleston.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
I do.
Is there anything that you wanted to add to the staff report? Did you have any questions on the presentation Ms. Schaefer provided, or did you have any questions on the staff report?
No, I don't have anything to add, and I don't have any questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. At this point, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify? And is there anyone on the sign-up sheet? Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one here who has indicated a wish to testify. Is there anything else from the planning department? Ms. Schaefer? Okay, all right. I have reviewed this proposal. The staff report details how the ADU CUP is consistent with all of the county's required criteria for siting an ADU at this location. I will be granting this approval. Decision on that will be out within 10 days. It will be emailed to the hearing examiner clerk, Ms. Walston, and then she will forward it on to the applicant. So I think at this time we will move on to the next agenda. Ms. Schaefer, are you ready to go with the next one, or do we
need to pull up the PowerPoint?
Okay. And for those of you who are here for the first matter, you're certainly welcome to stay for the second, but no requirement to do so.
And do you want me to just go on here?
Yes. So we're moving on to the second item on the agenda, which is the Greenshire ADU CUP. If you could state your name for the record again.
Catherine Schaefer.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
I do.
Thank you.
For the record again, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development, and I'm here today to present a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit, to construct an accessory dwelling unit that is 876 square feet. And this is located at 20940 Jack Davis Place Northeast. And to begin the presentation, I'd like to enter in Exhibits 1 through 25 into the record.
Okay.
And again, the PowerPoint, I would like to...
Yes, and as with the last one, I received the PowerPoint this morning and have reviewed the other Exhibits 1 through 24, and Exhibits 1 through 25 are all admitted.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This project has also had a proper noticing to the neighbors, along with the SEPA appeal period in which no appeals were received. And again, I'd like to give you a brief overview of the project. And this ADU is located in North Kitsap off of Jack Davis Place, Northeast, and that is a private road. And so you can see it's a little bit further north. And here is the subject property. And you can see it is located in a heavily wooded area. And actually to the east is tribal land, and we'll get into that when we look into the zoning map. And as you can see to the west, there are similar sized parcels to the west, and then the parcels get a little bit smaller as you continue to go west. And then zooming in a little bit further, that you could see that the subject property is heavily wooded, and the accessory dwelling unit will be very heavily screened. And you've got a pasture on the other side of Jack Davis Place. And it looks to be maybe some agricultural activities as well towards the west. And then we're going to zoom in a little bit further. And I just want to draw your attention to the single family residence, which is the structure that you see on the northern portion of the parcel. And then we also have a structure to the eastern portion, and that's an art studio. It's 416 square feet. There is no plumbing in it, so it's not considered a guest house or anything like that, but I just wanted to draw your attention to that. And this is the critical area map, and the pink lines represent the contour lines, and the closer the lines are together, the steeper the slopes, and anything over 15% requires that geotechnical report. And during the environmental review of this application, the slopes were found to be approximately 12%, so no geotechnical or geologic report was needed to construct the accessory dwelling unit. Okay, and the subject property is highlighted in the purple circle. And the subject property is zoned rural residential, which has a density of one dwelling unit for 5 acres. And so you can see that there's like zoning except for on the east side, and that is the tribal land. And then you can see there's a little bit more tribal land to the northwest. So it's surrounded by those developments except for the tribal land, which we saw was very heavily wooded. And again, this is the Health District approved site plan, which serves as the official site plan for the project. And the single family residence is shown in the green circle, and it is 2,164 feet, a square feet habitable area. And then the accessory dwelling unit is, the proposed accessory dwelling unit is highlighted in blue. And it is 106 feet away. And all the zoning setbacks are met for the ADU. And there's no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, ALQs, or guest houses present and proposed. And the owner resides in the primary residence. And I believe that they're going to have a family member live in the accessory dwelling unit. And as I mentioned, it was 106 feet away. I do want to draw your attention to condition number 23, which talks about the access points. So right now there are two access points for the subject property, and it is conditioned for the applicant to close one of them off. The idea is that the accessory dwelling unit and the single-family residence must use the same side street entrance, and in the code, there is no variances, director's interpretations, or exceptions. So we will look at that under the building permit, and there'll be an inspection. So that condition 23 talks about that. Continuing on, the floor plan for the single-family residence is on the top, and then the floor plan for the ADU is on the bottom. The single-family residence, as I mentioned, is 2,164 square feet, and accessory dwelling units are limited to 900 square feet, or 50% of the habitable area. And this ADU is 876 square feet, so it's meeting that size requirement. And here are the elevations. The top is the existing single-family residence, and the bottom is the elevation for the proposed ADU. And the project narrative actually describes the ADU as a baby sister of the primary residence. So they're very similar in appearance. They have the same siding and the roof pitch. And condition 7 ensures that both structures will be constructed and remain in similar appearances. So this project was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan of Kitsap County with no detrimental characteristics. And we recommend approval with 23 conditions.
Thank you. Is the applicant here? Could you state your name for the record?
Leah Green.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you. Do you have anything to add, or do you have any questions on the staff report?
No, it looked complete.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify on this proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there is no one here who wishes to provide testimony today, and I assume it looks like there is no one on the sign-up sheet as well. I have reviewed the staff report and the materials. Staff presentation was consistent with that. I believe that the county code criteria for permitting this ADU CUP have been met, and so I will be issuing a decision approving this ADU. As with the last ADU, a decision on that will be out within 10 days. That will be then forwarded to the hearing examiner clerk, Ms. Walston. She'll forward it to the applicant. I think, are there any questions, procedural matters, anything else we need to address, or are we done for today? Okay, it looks like we are adjourned. Thank you all.